Well, it's Wednesday on SVI Media, sponsored by Star Valley Health. And Mike Hunsaker is joining us today. He's the COO of Star Valley Health. Mike, we appreciate you taking some time with us. And, well, we're going to jump right into COVID here and what Star Valley Health is doing with the community and public health. And let's start off by how many tests are being taken daily on average at Star Valley Health for this COVID-19 virus?
Oh, thank you, Duke, for having me this morning. Thinking of testing that's going on in our community, we probably average a total number of tests are somewhere between 40 and 50 tests that we do on a daily basis. Some days higher than others, but averaging between 40 and 50 probably.
Mike, as we've heard in the news reports and different things, one of the big concerns with this is that hospitals will get overwhelmed with patients, and we've heard that maybe patients aren't being accepted in some of the other hospitals that you normally would send a patient to for treatment. Tell us about this, and are you treating patients here locally, and are people still other medical facilities still accepting patients for treatments as well?
Sure. Let me just comment on your previous question, Duke. We do about 40 to 50 tests a day, but less than that, of course, are positive for COVID-19. And our positivity rate is somewhere around the 20 to 25% range. So if 40 people or 50 people are tested, about 10 or 12 of them come back positive. That's generally a rule of thumb for us right now. Some days are higher than others. Some days is lower. Now to your question about being able to take care of people here at Star Valley Health, we honestly see and take care of people on a daily basis in our emergency department that have COVID-19, and our staff has done a fantastic job of taking care of them. Now, there are times when these patients need to have a higher level of care, and so they are transferred, thankfully, to some of our regional partners, like Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center has been very cooperative with us in helping take care of patients who maybe need a higher level of care than we can provide. And but we are prepared when the time comes that when IRMAC says, hey, we're full, we're ready to take care of those patients. Now, just to share with you something that has occurred in the last few days, we have begun to set up in our hospital a way for us to provide these therapeutic treatments like remdesivir and some of these others that people have been getting. We honestly are now prepared to deliver those therapeutic treatments on an outpatient basis at Star Valley Health. So people may not necessarily be in the hospital in a patient room, but they can potentially stay at home, come in on an outpatient basis, and get their therapeutic treatments.
Speaking with Mike Hunsaker, COO of Star Valley Health, on our Wellness Wednesday on SVI Media. Sticking with testing, Mike, tell us more about the testing centers at Star Valley Health.
Sure. Thank you, Duke. We actually have three specific testing centers, one in Alpine at the Alpine Clinic, one in Bridger Valley at our urgent care clinic in Uri, Wyoming. And we have a pretty large and very efficient testing center here connected to Star Valley Health in Afton, right near our Afton Physicians Clinic. And we're able to take care of most everyone. You can drive up, call a number. We'll come out and take care of you and make sure you get the swabbing done for testing.
Speaking with Mike Hunsaker on this month's Wellness Wednesday with Star Valley Health. Mike, one of the newer options for testing now being offered in the state of Wyoming are the at-home test under what's being called the Vault program. Tell us when it's recommended that someone take the at-home test as opposed to getting tested at Star Valley Health.
Sure. We provide that information for our patients who come into our get that at-home testing if they'd prefer. Honestly, one of the issues that we're dealing with right now at Star Valley Health is some concerns about having enough testing supplies here locally to do the tests locally. So we're trying to preserve those in a way that the people who really need that testing done, who are exhibiting symptoms, we can test them. If you're asymptomatic or you don't have symptoms or you've been around someone who's tested positive, but you yet do not have symptoms, we're encouraging those folks to go to this Vault program. You can find that on the Wyoming Department of Health website. You can find it on Star Valley Health's website and order that test. And generally, from the time you order it to the time you get your results back is right around 7 days. And if you're asymptomatic, that's going to be a great way for you to know results of whether you have COVID or not.
And the reason for that is because technically people that are taking those tests are already isolating at home and being extra cautious that way anyway, correct? And that's the reason for the at-home test.
That's correct. If you have a family member or a coworker that has tested positive that you've been in close contact with, yet you are asymptomatic, you should be taking the precautions and isolating at home until you have test results back from, say, the Vault program, or if you develop symptoms within several days, then you could be tested at that time. But the best line of defense is to isolate and not be around other people.
Mike Hunsaker with us with our Wellness Wednesday today, sponsored by Star Valley Health. Mike, the COO of Star Valley Health. Mike, let's discuss maybe some of the more hot-button issues when it comes to COVID-19 and hear from someone within the medical field at Star Valley Health. And one of those, when it comes to face masks, one of the questions that we hear a lot is, well, I've already had COVID-19 and have recovered from it. Do I still need to wear a face mask? What's the stance on that?
Oh, that is a great question. You know, Duke, generally speaking, we at Star Valley Health recommend that, yes, if you have had COVID-19, you should, and recovered from it, you should continue to wear a mask. And the reason I say that is, across the country, we have seen that there have been people who have contracted COVID-19 more than once, and several months in between times they've contracted the disease. So I think it's a really good recommendation, rule of thumb, to be kind to your neighbor in the community, to wear a mask as much as you possibly can.
And sticking with masks, we see, especially on social media quite a bit, the studies that go around that say masks don't work, and even some within the medical community saying that masks aren't effective in slowing the spread of COVID-19. What's the stance from Star Valley Health and the physicians within the local medical facility, and not the public health, but the ones that actually work in Star Valley Health, and what are they saying about the effectiveness of mask wearing?
Oh, that's another great question, Duke. And I guess my comment to that is our community trusts our local physicians to take care of their health. And without fail, I think every one of our local physicians recommends the use of a mask to control the spread of this disease. And so I have to trust them. And I think our community should trust our providers. We trust them with our health care. Otherwise, we should trust their recommendation on wearing a mask.
That again is Mike Hunsaker, COO of Star Valley Health. Mike, thanks so much for your time. Anything we missed that you wanted to mention today?
No, thank you, Duke. Appreciate the opportunity.
It's our Wellness Wednesday, sponsored by Star Valley Health on SVI.